pick up a sandwich or tenders or buckets of chicken and tell the folks at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman, thanks for being part of the solution to support athletics throughout the Central Valley. We really appreciate their sponsorship. And then speaking of appreciating a sponsorship, our longtime friend Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, been with us a good long while on the show and a booster at Fresno State now for three-plus decades and celebrating the 25th anniversary of his fine business, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply. We remind you every day, pipe fittings, valves, sanitary fittings, food-grade chemical hoses, suction hoses, anything you need from an industrial standpoint revolving around a valve, you can find it at 4529 North Marty Avenue in Town, Suite 103. You can also give Joe or Gabe, who works for Joe, a call, 266-7473. That's 266-PIPE. Or on the web, more information, superiorpipeusa.com. Or Gabe has a direct email, gabe.sbs@gmail.com. Again, every day we tell you about this. If you're working at a plant, if you're a maintenance person, tanker delivery service, you're at a dairy, anybody who relies upon a valve for the well-being of their business, if that valve goes down, your business can come crashing down in a big hurry, and it takes a catastrophic hit then to your line of credit, to your business itself, to anything you're doing there financially, if suddenly your productivity hits the skid. So again, if you have a problem at all in your business, you make sure, give Joe a call, stop by and see him, tell him what the issues are. He'll analyze your situation, give you a same-day estimate and same-day service. And if you're not yet at that point where your business has come crashing down, he'll make sure that you stay up at 100%. If you've already taken that big hit, he will get you back up and running as quickly as possible. That's why he's had such great success for 25 years. Stop by and see him. And if you're there and you have a chance, if you have a few minutes after he addresses the needs of your business, he will tell you what he can do for you in regard to helping out at Fresno State, and will tell you what he has done over these many years. And right now, the best avenue is to head to the main website at GoBulldogs.com. Click on the donate link at the top. You can't miss it. It'll take you to different areas of donation. BulldogFoundation.org is there. And then under the major giving societies, the Green V Society and Myers Champion Circle, they have information links. And then finally, under ways to give, the delineation for methods of support to explain to you what you can do at Fresno State to help out athletics. That's right there. And then the sports clubs are there and the Valley Co-op. Valley Co-op, really important. Jamie Della Serta stepping up big time. Vance Wahlberg has done the same for his own program. So please check that out under the link for Valley Co-op. And then under the sports clubs, you make sure your money goes to the individual sport you choose. For instance, quarterback club for football, timeout club for men's basketball. Jack Furtick coming up for our usual Wednesday visit to talk basketball on the board of directors, timeout club for men's basketball. Jack has said, love to see more members. You can give him a call, 559-287-3305, or hit him up on his email, furtickjack@aol.com. There are links for other sports there as well, dugout club, for instance, for baseball, and women's sports as well. So check that out under sports clubs. And then finally, the NIL monies are all there at Fresno State under their umbrella. So you have any idea at all for sponsorship or anything you might want to do with a commercial or whatever you might have or a donation, contact people at Fresno State through the website at GoBulldogs.com. Also, click on the More link. It'll tell you about tickets and parking and other information for everything going on campus. Again, thanks to Joe Cruz, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, for allowing us the time to tell you how to donate to Fresno State. Thanks to Ed Dunkel. He'll allow me the time a little bit later to tell you about our upcoming schedule. And thanks again to everybody at Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing, and the local operators at KFC in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. All that having been said, we turn now to our basketball analyst supreme. It is Mr. Jack Furtick. Jack, how you doing?
Doing great. Hey, it's the time for professional sports fans. You got all four major sports playing at the same time. So
yeah, it's real.
Everybody in front of the TV.
Yeah, this is the time, as we've talked, where everybody's playing for real now. The World Series, of course, will start in our air on Friday in Toronto with the Dodgers and the Jays. NBA opened up last night, NHL last week, and, of course, the National Football League in full song right now. Matter of fact, tomorrow we start yet another week, and it will be the Chargers and the Vikings, and I'll tell you about all of that a little bit later on. But without question, Jack, this is a terrific time of year. Then, of course, everything going on football-wise in college and right around the corner now. We've got basketball for both the men's and women's. And by the way, tomorrow in Vegas, it will be media day for both the men's and women's programs for everybody in the Mountain West. The men in the morning, the women in the afternoon. Vance is there, Resorts World, and so will David Douglas Jr. And I think Jake Heidbreder is the other guy. Heidbreder is the other guy who's going to be there to talk about things for Fresno State. And, of course, McCarthy and everybody there for the women. And we'll tell you about that by the time we come up on air tomorrow. We'll be able to tell you more about what was said, at least on the men's side. The women will just be underway by the time we hit air at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Jack, I want to start with something that is near and dear to both of us, maybe near and not dear to both of us. But Carlton had an email and asked, I know you and Jack share the commonality of terrible lower back problems. Yeah, no kidding, right? Wanted to know if either of us had experienced sciatica. The answer is, for me, emphatic yes. He's talking about in regard to LeBron James. Jack, I'm guessing you've had the pleasure of sciatica yourself, right?
I haven't had sciatica. I had congenital stenosis, which is you have a certain amount of area around your spine, and as you grow older, it shrinks. Well, mine shrunk right from the beginning. Wasn't diagnosed till I was 39, and it's similar to sciatica in that you're getting pain shooting down your legs, and it just incapacitates you. And it's not something if LeBron has it. What they have now, the best thing is disc replacement, where, not to get too technical, but they take out the disease disc, they put a spacer in to give you more room, and then they put in a titanium disc, which acts just as a healthy disc. Now, it depends. I was a candidate for that in my neck, which was instant relief, but not in my low back because I had a couple surgeries there already. But that's the way to go if you can do it. The best way to go is not to have surgery. Just don't do it. I mean, if people are thinking of having surgery, you don't have it, because you'll know if you need back surgery. If you're on the floor with a pillow between your knees and you can't get up, you need back surgery. Other than that, do physical therapy, yoga, stretching, get a masseuse, do acupuncture, everything possible before you have surgery. Because one usually leads to another and another. If your discs are deteriorating, once you get one out, the one above and below usually deteriorates as well. So, I'm fused from T10 to S1, which is my entire lumbar spine. It's like I have a broomstick for a spine. I'm fused at 8 levels and another 3 in my neck. But, don't have surgery is my recommendation. Strong
You're
recommendation.
Right about that. I had a conference call one time with Steve Kerr and Tiger Woods, and the three of us had a conversation about who made the biggest mistake. I think we agreed Tiger did, though Steve had, as you know, leakage in the spinal column afterward and tremendous headaches. And actually, it's a thing, Jack, that people may have forgotten, but when the Warriors got off to the 24-0 start of the 15-16 season when they were defending champions. They were the defending champions, but they people had said they were lucky because other teams were hurt. That 24-0 run, Luke Walton was actually the coach, because Steve Kerr was not able to coach at that point. He didn't come back till later on. I was told in 2011 by Dr. Chang here in town, he said, congratulations, whoever your Olympic powerlifting coach was, he needs to be sued because he left you with the worst back I've ever seen in my life. That's always heartening words when you're in your mid-50s. And I will say this to Carlton about sciatica. People that are shot and are paralyzed will tell you that the feeling is you have this numbness and then this intense feeling of heat, and then everything goes numb. That, for the fleeting moment when you first experience sciatica, is how you feel. You're going along, and all of a sudden, it feels as though somebody has pulled every bit of oxygen out of your system, and you're suddenly feeling as though you're going to collapse, and you don't know why, and you can't move, and you are scared to death because you can't breathe. Now, you get used to it after a while, and you figure out, in my case, it was stay stationary, and I had two canes anyway, push down on the canes until you alleviate that. But when it happens, Jack, initially, you think you're going to die. I'm telling you right now. So I can imagine when Draymond Green said last night that he's gone through it and he knows what LeBron is going through, I can understand what it must feel like for LeBron, who, by the way, last night, Jack, was as stoic as I've ever seen him. He sat there, and I don't think he moved a muscle in his face for four quarters while he watched the Lakers unable to stay with the Warriors. And, you know, he had to be thinking, if I'm out there, I can make a difference. But at age 41, Jack, as we've talked, and the Warriors face this, and every veteran team does, how do you manage to be competitive in the regular season in the Western Conference so that you don't get buried in the play-in, or worse, in that terrifically difficult conference, with at the same time keeping yourself protected for the real season when you get there for the playoffs in mid-April? It's going to be a tremendous battle for all veteran teams, right?
Oh, I mean, if you saw the first game of the NBA season last night, it goes double overtime with two of the contenders, one the defending champion, Oklahoma City, the other Houston, and the game goes double overtime. And all I'm thinking is, these guys have to feel like there are 81 more of these.
You know, I mean, right.
Oh, man, I mean, it's wearing on your body. I've said before, I wish that everybody could watch an NBA game from the court level, watch an NFL football game on the field, and watch, baseball and hockey from the first row. And you'll see how good these guys are, and how the violence in football, the athletic ability in basketball, and violence in hockey too. But the speed of the pitches in baseball and the movement, how guys can ever hit the ball. They say the hardest thing to do is to hit a round ball with a round bat and try to hit it square. If you can do that, it's not like watching at home. It's not like watching it even from the, 15 rows up. And to watch that Houston-Oklahoma City game last night, thinking, wow, this is the first game of the year, and it goes double overtime, and guys are putting in a lot of minutes, and it's fabulous. And then to watch the next game where you got, Curry and Butler matching what Luke is doing by himself without LeBron, you just realize these are the best athletes on the planet, and just appreciate them.
Yep, you're right. One quick addendum here. It was unbelievable that we actually had a week after all of the cable, satellite, pay this and that. We had a week of commercial TV where you had a Monday Night Football game over the air on ABC and basketball over the air on NBC. It's like a throwback to a time when you didn't have to pay for everything. Though I will say this, the one thing that TNT had over NBC as the secondary to ESPN and ABC, because ABC and ESPN are still the primary rights holders of the NBA. Right. And by the way, I want to remind people, when we're done today at 3, listen to Phil, but also 3 o'clock, that's when Shaq and Ernie and Kenny and Charles get started on ESPN. That pregame is at 3 o'clock today, their first go-around with Inside the NBA on ABC. ABC spent a ton of money to bring them over because they knew if they didn't, NBC or Prime Video would have. That's why they're at ESPN. But NBC did not have, because they dropped NBC Sports Network a few years ago, NBC did, Comcast did, as a cost-cutting measure. they did not have what TNT has had, which is the ability to drop games on the TBS if the early game runs long. Last night they got burned because the only option is to go to Peacock, which is internet only, and I know a lot of people on the West Coast were livid that NBC was not willing or able to switch out of OKC and Houston for the West Coast. It's something they're going to deal with because NBC does not have that secondary outlet right now with cable or satellite. It's something they should have thought about before they got started, but that's the way it goes. All right, Jack, we'll leave the NBA for the moment. Although one thing I want to mention to you, I just got finished talking about the fact that Paul George and Joel Embiid were able to practice together a couple weeks ago, and you know Paul is now out. Is it ever going to change for Paul George and for the Sixers? Are they absolutely snake-bitten forever? They'll never get those two guys to play together ever?
Yeah, it seems that way because they're getting older, and it's a tough game. The injuries that they have are not, you know, it's not like something that, you know, you've got a hip pointer or sprained shoulder that'll never happen again. It's it looks bleak, to say the least.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, they're lucky they're not in the West, because in the West, good luck to you. That's all I can tell you. Paul George, if he wasn't with the Warriors, damn sure he wasn't in the West, because there are some teams that are really good in the West. They're going to be lucky to make the play-in the way it's going. We'll keep you apprised of all of that. Jack, I want to turn to the secret scrimmage between Cal Poly and Fresno State that happened over the weekend. I know Jake looked really good after a slow start. The team scored almost 100. But they were down 22 at one point, and I know they were without DJ and a couple of others. I think Juve didn't play either, right? Is that correct?
Right, that's right. He was in street clothes as well.
What was your takeaway from what you saw? I know they're going to be a lot better than they were last year, but let's be straight about it. That bar isn't exactly exponentially high right now to be better than last year. How good can this team be from a very early and insignificant sample size? How's that for a disclaimer? Go right ahead.
Well, no, that's what you have to do. I mean, you know, people can't jump to conclusions. I watched the Warriors postgame, and you'd think that they just won the championship. I think that the game, you know, I was sitting with Dillard Berry, you know, former policeman and a big Bulldog supporter.
Right.
We were watching the scrimmage, and one thing we said was, you know what, if every game is like this, it is really going to be an entertaining season. Cal Poly just wants to run up and down. So do we. I mean, the game was up and down. It was great action. At the beginning of the game, Cal Poly couldn't miss. They shot about, I believe, 63 or 64% in the first half, and they were draining threes. We just couldn't be stopped. Our guys were having a tough time. Jake came out and went 2 for 6 from three. They closed it to 10 at halftime, 51-41. And I turned to Dillard because at the banquet, Vance made the comment that Jake Heidbreder made 96 out of 100 threes and 78 in a row. And he was 2 for 6 at halftime. And I turned to Dillard and I said, you know, if he's going to make 96 out of 100, he's going to have to make 94 in a row. And second half starts, and damn if he doesn't make the first five that he takes. And I said, you know, he might make 94 in a row. And sure enough, he ended up with 31. He was obviously a leading scorer, but some other guys were good. They have a mix of really great shooters. After this, they had an open men and women at 4 o'clock to introduce both teams, and they did some shooting contests, you know, like the NBA, where they have balls in a rack
right.
in five spots, and they have some shooters. I mean, they're so much, it's so much more interesting because when a shot goes up, you think it has a chance to go in. However, they have really good shooters who are not particularly athletic. Then they have some really athletic guys who aren't really great shooters, although every once in a while, you know, they'll knock them down. DeShawn Gorry was probably the a highlight or surprise. You know, 6'6" freshman from Victorville, very athletic. He's getting in passing lanes. He's getting steals and dunking at the other end. They had a little kind of dunk contest where the women would throw the ball up in the air, bounce it, and the guys would go up and try to dunk. And he goes up and catches the thing, goes through his legs and dunks it. And it was over right after that. But they have athletic guys. Nathan Zulamy, a freshman wing from France. DJ Stickman from Clovis West. These guys are really athletic guys. Now you have Hybreder, who can really shoot. Cameron Foss started. He can shoot. Our friend Matteo Porto, the Italian, he's another shooter. And when they had the shooting contest with the women, these guys were just knocking them down. And now, obviously, you're just standing still and shooting uncontested threes. But you can tell the difference between a great shooter and a bad shooter is a great shooter's shot hits the rim and decelerates. If you remember Larry Bird, his shot would hit the rim and bounce around a few times and usually go in. A bad shooter, think of, say, Dennis Rodman, would shoot and his miss is like an outlet pass for the other team's fast break where the ball lands about at the free throw line. So the great shooter's ball decelerates, the bad shooter's ball accelerates, and these guys, you could tell by the touch they had, these guys are good shooters. Now, defensively, you know, they're not as swift a foot, and that was, you know, we had started a couple of the slower guys, and that's, you know, where we were getting beat in the first half. Second half, Vance turned up the pressure. They pressed a little more. They had some half-court traps, forced some turnovers. And like I said, it's so entertaining, the game. Everybody's going up and down. I don't know. Now, they're going to UC Santa Barbara for their next one, and Vance said that's going to be a different game because, you know, guy down there, Joe Pasternak, is a Lute Olson, former Lute Olson assistant, and likes to call plays each time down. So it's not going to be at the same pace. But we can dictate the pace, and that's the way they want to play. They want to trap. They want to try to turn you over, and they did a good job of that. It was like I said, it was entertaining. 97-87 is an entertaining game, especially when your team scores 56 points in the second half.
Well, you gave up 51 in the first. Final score, by the way, 97-87.
Right.
But what's interesting is that they were down 22 with about 4 minutes to go in the first half, and yet they were up 14 with about 12 minutes to go in the game. So there was a 36-point turnaround, but. You know, to your point, Jack, and this is the issue that we're going to see about this team. They are going to be better. There's no doubt. They are going to shoot it better, like you said. The thing you have in this conference that has been difficult for Fresno State over and over again is not that many teams want to run with you. There are some, and we've seen San Diego State be more up-tempo than they were before when first 1-40 would win. But the trouble the Bulldogs have had is with teams that want to pound it down low, and we've talked about this over and over again, and not just with Vance's tenure from last year, but prior to that with Hudson here, where they were overwhelmed. We talked about Culminaria or somebody literally being under the basket because some 6'11", 270-pound guy has shoved him with his ass right underneath the bucket, all right, where he had a great view of whether the ball went in or not, but no chance to be able to rebound it. Can this team hold up in a conference that loves to bang bodies down low? It's the way the Mountain West has been for a good long while.
Yeah, and that's interesting, too, because you have Wilson Jacques, who I spoke with, or Jacques, I guess, since he's French.
Right.
I spoke with Vance at the dinner, and he said, this guy really understands the game. He's so smart. He has great hands. He's a great passer. one-on-one can score on you in the low post. You know, 7 feet, they have him listed at 7 feet, 264. He said can't jump a half an inch. And then you have Gaspar Kosovar from Slovenia, who is 6'10 and runs like a deer and can jump out of the gym, but really can't score down low. So it'll you know, you have the shooters and the slower guys with the athletic guys and non-shooters, and you have the big center who can't jump but can score, and the other one who can score on tip-ins because he can jump. You know, so how at least we do have a 7 foot, 264-pound center who, if you want to try to bang, yeah, he'll bang with you. Now, he's not going to block shots, but he understands positioning. He's a very smart guy. And these guys, are, you know, they have even though they're freshmen, they have a lot of experience having played European basketball for quite a long time. And as far as the French guys, they have experienced winning. So, you know, that's I think Jacques was the MVP of the under-18, whatever, round robin or whatever they play tournament that they had in overseas. So, yeah, I mean, I just think it's going to be totally different from last year in terms of style of play. You're going to think we have a different coach the way the team's playing now and the way they did last year. Last year, mainly because of injuries and whatever, suspensions or whatever you want to talk about. But yeah, this year, I know that if somebody wants to run, then, yeah, we're in really good shape. If they want to pound it in there, well, you know, we got a little bigger guy. We got a couple bigger guys this year, you know, who can bang around as well. So, yeah, I think it should be a relatively interesting year. And the other thing is, like we've talked about before, the first seven games are home games against teams from conferences lesser than the Mountain West. So this should be a schedule, let's say, is favorable. You know, whether it's, you know, how winnable, it's favorable. So things are lining up pretty well in terms of, so far, injuries. I mean, DJ Douglas, he didn't play. He played in the extra 10 minutes they had. But, you know, he had the bad knee and he had that surgery. It seemed like it went to his hamstring or his quad, and now he's having problems. I know Frank Thomas, who played for the White Sox, was called the Big Hurt. DJ Douglas is called the Big Always Hurt. I mean, it can't get on the floor, you know, whatever reason. Last year, he had that the thing on his back at practice, you know, the heat pack while he was practicing on his back. And then for my hip, I was in Spock one day, and I saw him coming out with Nate Leal. I said, geez, what's the deal? His back? Oh, no, now it's his knee. Whatever. I mean, it's unfortunate that the guy can't get out there because he's another guy who can shoot, you know, and in today's game, you can beat people 3-for-2. You know, we give you two at one end because we're not that good guarding, but we get three at the other. And, you know, before you know it, like you said, 22 minus 22 goes to plus 14.
All I know is, and I certainly don't want to say this about DJ because I know that he is a competitor, but Tim McDonald used to tell me that when he was at the 49ers that they had the all Whirlpool team. He said that those are the guys that you knew when you got there were in the Whirlpool. He goes, you'd walk up to them because everybody in the NFL is hurt, as you know, after two or three games in the season. And he said, you'd walk up to the guy and you'd go, you okay? Everything feeling okay? And he said, everybody knew that was the most sarcastic way you could say, get your butt back out here. Now, if you're actually injured, you know this, Jack, a big difference between being hurt and being injured. Hurt can mean you're not feeling great. Injured, you can't be out there. And we know what happened to Douglas after that big three. We know what happened to him. So certainly understand
it. Well, he blew out his knee.
Yeah,
that was right after the high moment.
Yeah,
right.
By going from the penthouse to the outhouse, that was in 2 seconds. I wanted to ask you here in the paucity of time, and again, it happens to us every week. We'll get back to it next week and every Wednesday. We should not be interrupted now forever and a day because, again, baseball, the World Series, everything starts on Friday, and all those games are 5 o'clock or later. But I want to ask you about college. Two things. I was not pleased that Zion was coming back only because I felt as though Vance and the entirety of the university stuck their neck out for him, and I thought it was really unfortunate that he chose to have a bad piece of judgment about gambling. Now, in retrospect, much like Reggie Bush and his Heisman and the things that were taken away when right now they would be laughed about, or the Rice Bowls we've talked about with Fresno State, seems quaint right now and ridiculous, right, when guys are making $5 million a year. But the NCAA did say that if you're of age and you're a college athlete, you're okay to bet on professional sports. So what Zion did now would be okay. Then it was not when he did it. But I'll cut him that slack. I will say this. When I look at the stat line, I am encouraged, Jack, because I'm looking, and again, it's just a scrimmage, but you've got someone who played 30 minutes. He was 3 of 8 from the field, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. He did have 4 turnovers, but he also had 7 assists, Jack, and it tells me, and 3 steals, it tells me that he was very, very active. And one of the things we saw last year was sometimes mentally he started to fall out of the game when things weren't going well, particularly late in the year. We know him sitting on the scorer's table, etc. I hope he has grown up over the offseason. What say you?
Yeah, I think people do grow up and they learn. And the toughest thing about the gambling that I feel is, you know, ESPN was reporting the story of the 3 guys from Fresno State.
While they were part and parcel of the whole mess. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and then they go to break, and there's an advertisement for ESPN Bet, which is their app for gambling.
With their anchors. With their anchors being the ones promoting it, Jack.
Right.
That's the best part, right? L. Duncan can tell you about the evils of gambling, and then it's L. Duncan and Mike Greenberg pimping it there for ESPN. Kind of unsavory, right?
Oh, yeah, they have a show. You know, who you taking? And, you know, not only are you who's going to win, but who's going to cover and prop bets of individuals and things like that. And you have a show about it, and then you're going to report about how bad it was that some guys were, you know, gambling on it. Absolutely, that's a little bit hypocritical. But, you know,
you shouldn't be gambling on yourself, Jack, nor should you have had any gambling that involved you're under something. That's undeniable. But the hypocrisy, as you're pointing out, is also undeniable, and that means I'm going to get an email and a phone call from ESPN. Somebody will hear something about this because they don't want this said on their association, but it's true. It's true. They are condoning the very thing that was their dirty little secret for so many years. Yep.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on. If you're going to promote it, then, you know, you got to live with it. I don't know. What are they going to tell you? Don't say what you don't. Actually, we just gave a commercial for their show. There might be people who never heard of their show who are now going to tune in. Hey, I didn't know it was a gambling show. I tried to gamble on my own. These guys are smarter than I am. I'm going to tune in. So, that's it. Now, back to the thing I remember. You were talking about guys getting hurt and Tim McDonald. We had a sign in our locker room. Our football coach, the 3 years I was on varsity in high school, we lost 2 games. So it was a really good football team and program over the years. And there was a big sign that said, you can't make the club in the tub.
Yep.
Right above where the whirlpool was. So, you know, that's a long Tim McDonald's line about how you do it, you know.
Well,
I don't want to hear about it.
The best ability, Jack, is availability. We know that all the
Absolutely.
Time. Hey, look, we are out of time. unfortunately. But I want to leave you with this, since we swerved into the gambling situation. And look, if you're of age and it is not an issue in your life, you're welcome to do so. But it is a little bit off-putting when the networks are promoting the very thing that they reviled for so many years. It is, again, where their business interests run. That's how it always, again, the answer to every question, no matter what it might be in sport, Don Olmeyer's line, it is money. But speaking of that, maybe the most ridiculous bit of hubris I've ever heard in my life came out of the postgame last night. Jimmy Butler was 16 of 16 from the free throw line last night. That is the greatest start under Steve Kerr anybody's had. Nobody has had a 16 for 16 free throwing game, including Steph Curry, who doesn't get to the line that often to get 16 throws. But Draymond Green somehow talked Jimmy Butler into a bet that Jimmy Butler would have a better free throw percentage than Steph Curry when the year ends, and Steph Curry is the greatest free throw shooter percentage-wise in NBA history. Now, I know Jimmy can afford it, Jack, but what kind of logic is that, for goodness sake?
Well, one guy's 16 for 16, and one guy's 8 for 8. So maybe it's going to be whoever blinks first.
Well, Curry's response, when he was told about it in the postgame, he said, really? That's the first time I've heard about that. What do I think?
Yeah.
No chance, is what he said about Jimmy Butler having a better free throw percentage. But you know what?
At least they're both going to be concentrating all throughout, even whether it's a blowout one way or the other. You know, when they get to the line, they're going to think about that.
Well, the best line came from Steve Kerr, because Jimmy Butler had a retreat in San Diego with the whole team, and Steve Kerr was there, and he said, what was his response? NBA money could get you a really great house. That's what his response was. Okay. And Jimmy Butler was smart enough to say, of all the places I could live, I'm going to where the weather is the best in the world. I'm going to San Diego. I'm not going to the humidity of Miami. I'm not going to the smog of L.A. I'm not going to the cold of the Bay Area. I'm going to San Diego and spend my millions there. So that's where he has his compound, for goodness sake. And I don't think either he or Steph Curry will be in line for government cheese anytime soon. This is my hunch. Jack, I hope people hitch up 287-3305. FerdyJack@AOL.com. We'll talk about it next week, my friend. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Tony.
Our great friend Jack Ferdy. We'll take a break, come back, get you the schedule, hand it off to Phil. He has 3 full hours for you. Give him a call on the Leaves Air hotline today, 559-320-1430. Take a break. Bulldog Hour continues on this Wednesday on Central Valley Sports Leader, 1430 ESPN. Hi, buddy. Welcome back. 253. A couple minutes to come. The show, handed off. Bill, his great show behind the bench till 6 o'clock tonight. Remind you again, give him a call. Leaves Air Hotline, 320-1430. Also, keep in mind, Thursdays, Phil is always at Fashion Furniture with a good friend, Rod Avedikian. Best furniture on the planet. Nothing like it in all of California. Great conversation at Phil's show. Some good eats as well. El Paso across the River Park. Stop by and see him. He's there until 5 o'clock at this time of the year, and then it's time for the National Football League, and that will be starting the next week of the season, Thursday all the way through Monday, with the Vikings and the Chargers. So it's going to be a good matchup, and I'll tell you all about the schedule right now for tonight and for the rest of the week, courtesy of Ed Dunkel and his outstanding business, Precision Civil Engineering. Planning, land surveying, civil engineering, landscape architecture, construction management. It's all there under one roof, 449-4500 or precisioneng.net for more information. And again, we commend Ed for everything he does for his alma mater, Fresno State, from a fundraising standpoint, particularly the Lyles College of Engineering. Again, the goal is always to unify athletics and academics to provide more funding resources to students. That's what they do at Precision at every turn, and a lot of those grads from the Lyles College of Engineering on campus at Fresno State go to work for Ed with his terrific business, and we thank him for his sponsorship. As far as the lineup goes today, Phil 3-6, and then over on 790, Paul Meadows has his great show, Sunbird Sports Show, all about Fresno Pacific Athletics, 6-7 on the Deuce 790. And by the way, on the 3rd of November, keep in mind, we will have the Fresno Pacific broadcast of the Fresno State Fresno Pacific basketball game. So a chance to hear the Bulldogs on our air. The other features of this week. I mentioned NFL will get started on Thursday. World Series on our air on Friday. Two games in Toronto. Friday, Saturday, travel day, Sunday. Then Monday, Tuesday for sure at Dodger Stadium. Wednesday if necessary. And then if there is a game six or seven after the travel day next week, it'll be Friday and Saturday again. I mentioned Fox wants to stay off of Sundays because they don't want to mess with Bart and the Simpsons and animation domination. So they love the World Series, but not as much as they love the money that Matt Groening and the Simpsons are able to give them. The bottom line at work again, ladies and gentlemen. The other reminders for you, Friday Night Rivals, Friday Night Lights, everybody who loves high school football. You have Phil Palmetters, and many times, I think this week, Pat Hill is there. Have a great matchup again this weekend. Clovis out at Collegian to play against Central East. That's a 7 o'clock start on Friday. Stay tuned for that. And then over the weekend, the Rams and the Raiders have byes this week. The 49ers are in Houston. That's a 10 a.m. start on Sunday. And as I mentioned, both teams coming from the West Coast. The 49ers had been home, of course, to play Atlanta. And Houston was up in Seattle for that late start on Monday night. And we'll see how it plays out. 49ers continue to be banged up, but they continue to win. They have a very, very favorable schedule. We'll see how it plays out in the long-term form as they get healthy to a certain degree, but they've lost Bosa and they've lost Warner, and those guys are not coming back this year, of course. Also keep in mind, the week culminates, of course, with Monday Night Football, and for us that always means Major Wager Monday at Mionette's Victory Grill, Cedar and Dakota, Granite Park, Carter and the gang out there around 5 o'clock. Chiefs up this weekend coming up, and it's always a great time. So stop by and see Carter and everybody at Mionette's Victory Grill on Mondays, Major Wager Monday, Granite Park, Cedar and Dakota. The other reminders, Phil, of course, will be coming up 3 to 6. You can always reach him on the Lee's Air Hotline or through the website for the station, 1430ESPNFresno.com. The live links and podcasts are there. Get the app. Makes it a lot easier to listen. Palmetters not only has the Sunbird Sports Show coming up tonight on 790, but on Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to noon from First String Sports, he has Central Valley Sports Report. That's a terrific show as well. We are with you at 2 o'clock each and every weekday. You can reach me, TDAD1, at att.net, TDAD, the number one, at att.net. First names are fine. And then finally, I want to remind you about our good friends at KFC one more time. They have the great Honey Barbecue campaign going on right now, a throwback to the 90s. Everything in the great Honey Barbecue flavoring. That includes chicken sandwiches, tenders, and, of course, the crispy golden pieces you know and love. 2- and 3- and 4-piece meals all on sale at Kentucky Fried Chicken, the KFCs in Fresno, Clovis, Selma, and Kerman. We thank everybody at KFC for their sponsorship. Also, we want to thank Joe Crew, Superior Pipe and Stainless Supply, of course, Ed Dunkel, Precision Civil Engineering, and Lee's Air Plumbing, Heating, and Roofing. They're all terrific people. If you need them, you certainly can locate them for anything that they are specializing in. And again, they're all there to help out things at Fresno State as well. Thanks to Jack Fertig. Thanks, as always, to Jorge. Phil is coming up. Give him a call, not only about the Warriors, but about the fact that the Giants have hired Tony Vitello. And this ought to be interesting, to take a college coach and put him in the grizzled veteran world of Major League Baseball. And Vitello is a very ebullient, outspoken Italian guy. We'll see how this plays out, ladies and gentlemen. I can hardly wait. We'll see. Phil can tell you all about it. He knows a little bit about ebullient, outspoken Italian guys. We both grew up with him all over our families. That's why we always dreaded Sunday dinners. That's why you went to Grandma's house and you positioned your car to make sure you could get the hell out of there before all hell broke loose when someone makes a comment nobody liked at the dinner table and the linguine started flying against the wall. That was every Sunday in my life. We'll see you guys tomorrow on KFIG Fresno.